welcome to the Uncle Phil's podcast. I'm your host, Uncle Phil, and I have no guest today. I'm trying something new, though. I'm trying to see if I can go live on Facebook and see if anybody comes on. May not be anybody, but if anybody comes on, if they want to call in, we'll see if we put them in and see if it works. But today, I'm going to talk about basically a Yankee eulogy, okay? I got to be honest with you. Let me backtrack. The Yankees are a talented team. I thought they got very lucky. And what they did was they basically were able to play mediocre teams in the playoffs to get to the World Series. Having said that, they had to beat them. And they did. I got kudos to them. If anybody saw my video that I put on about the Yankees, I thought it was funny. I try to be funny. It's going to go down as, for the Yankee fans, they're upset, right? Because they feel that they were just as talented as the Dodgers. To me, that's not true. The Dodgers are the most talented team in baseball, and that's a fact. They were missing their whole starting pitching staff for most of the playoffs. They were getting back players like Buehler, who was pitching terrible, and then he came on strong at the end. Flattery was a trade because they were in big trouble. They knew that. They had to get more players, more pitchers, so they got him. Yamamoto was on and off all year, and usually those Japanese pitchers, they tend to wear down, and, you know, he was injured also this year. But if you look at their fielding, their players on the field, hands down, best team in baseball. Unfortunately for everybody, that is the truth. Yankees have a couple of good players, without a doubt. Soto is a great hitter. I'm not going to say he's a great outfielder. I'm not going to say he's a great base runner, but he's a great hitter in Yankee Stadium. I'm going to go on a limb here and say I don't think he's as good as people make him out to be. Why? Because when he went to the Padres, he was okay, right? Great eye, and he's going to be fine. But in Yankee Stadium, he is a great hitter, a great hitter. Stanton had a great playoffs, but most of the Yankee fans didn't even want him on the team anymore. They wanted to cut him. So, and they got Aaron Judge, who hands down is the second best player in baseball, right? Behind Ohtani. What does that mean? They battled each other, and the Yankees played well. They lost the series in five games, but they played. They could have won game one. And game five will go down forever as the worst, probably the worst loss they've had. They had a 5-0 lead, and that inning is an embarrassment. They did not do fundamental baseball. Starts off with a single. Next guy hits a line drive to center field, soft line drive. In comes Judge, takes his eye off the ball. Error. Next play, ground ball to shortstop Volpe, who I think is going to be a superstar in this league. He rushes the throw to third and bounces the ball, right? So now it's bases loaded, nobody out. Gerrit Cole has to turn around and pitch his ass off, and he does. He strikes out the next two batters. Looks like he's going to get out of it. Mookie Betts hits a weak ground ball to first. He don't cover first base. They teach you that in Little League. He's given some bullcrap excuse that I took the wrong angle. And no, you were tired from pitching your ass off and you got lazy and didn't go there. That's what you did. Let's be honest of what you did. Let's not lie about it. That's what happened. Now, they get a run and the next couple guys get hits. Next thing you know, it's a tie score. That is a game that they should have won and they did not. If they win that game, I got to be honest with you, I believe the Yankee fans were thinking they can win the World Series. They could be the first team to come back from 0-3 to win a World Series. Because I know people don't love Rodon and they don't love Clark Schmidt. I get it, all that stuff. But The Dodgers after Yamamoto was another bullpen game. I mean, this team was decimated with injuries in the pitching staff. The Yankees did a better job, right? The Mets won two games, but those two other games, they got shut out. How do you get shut out with a team that their pitching staff is beat up like they are? So I'm not, listen, the Yankees, I give them kudos for getting to the World Series, without a doubt. I think they're fundamentally flawed. Their manager doesn't hold them accountable. Gleyber Torres is a lazy ball player. I just don't think they're a great team. I think they played in the American League this year. This year, the American League was not the same as in the past. They were not as strong. The National League had the stronger teams. In my opinion, just mine, the Mets, the Phillies, the Padres, and the Dodgers all could have beat the Yankees, okay? They could have lost, but they all could have beat the Yankees. I am not going to sit here and say the Yankees were the best team, second best team in baseball, because they weren't. I'm sorry. Baltimore Orioles, you know, that team had three all-star pitchers get hurt during the year, or they would have probably won first place in that division. But that's what happens in baseball. It's a long season. I think baseball does not do the right thing by their pitchers. And this is what happens. The pitchers are getting hurt more and more and more. The Astros, very hard to beat the Astros. The Yankees find that very hard to beat them. And they did not. They lost. So, yes, the Yankees beat the teams in front of them. I grant it, that is the case. But I don't think the teams in front of them were that good. I mean, Kansas City has a decent pitching staff and a superstar at shortstop. Not a lot. I mean, their catcher's okay. There's good players on the team, but they're not great players. Cleveland, they've had three hitters that I see in that team. The other guys are no-name players that had decent seasons. My nephew, who lives in Ohio and is a Cleveland fan, says, I just don't know them, but they're good ball players. That could be the case. I just don't, you know, Riccio is getting up. Who the hell is Riccio, right? I was watching this time after time and watching the game, and I'm going, these guys are nobody. Now, I know they beat the Mets during the season, but it's a big difference during the season and in the playoffs. What else I got to tell you? Here's the shame of what's going to be. Does Aaron Boone get fired for this job? First off, he took out Gerrit Cole in game one, 88 pitches in, after, you know, six innings, he allows a hit, and he comes out and takes him out of the game. Is something wrong with Gerrit Cole? Why would you take him out of the game? He was pitching phenomenal, and you take him out of the game. Then you leave him in the game in that terrible inning, which, again, he went two more innings after that and held him down. But I don't understand. What is the reasoning? Then you come out and don't even, like, signal to the bullpen. You go straight to the mound, talk to him, and say, you're out. Did Gerrit Cole say, okay, I'll leave? Because I thought he was the type of guy to say, I'm staying in the game. All the people that criticized me when I liked Jacob deGrom would say, Gerrit Cole would never leave the game. He'd tell the manager, get off the mound. Well, that didn't happen, did it? So maybe he's still a little injured, because don't forget he missed the beginning of the year. That's a possibility. I don't know. What else I got to say here? In the offseason, the Yankees got some decisions to make, right? They got a bunch of free agents, too. You know, Soto being one of them. I hope that, you know, Scott Boras is his manager, his agent, and he's looking for a 12 to 14-year deal, over $700 million. That's not, I'm sorry, he's not worth that money. I'd rather do smaller things and expand the talent on my team than be top-tiered talent on the top, and then you have to cheap out the rest of the way. I don't know what's going to happen. We'll see. Again, kudos to the Yankees. I made a joke at the end of my video that I said that they dress like a major league team for Halloween. It was a joke. All right. They're a major league team. They're a good team. I just don't think they're a great team. I think that things worked out in their favor that any other year, they may not have made the World Series. You know, I got guys on my softball team that are arguing over this. And to me, it's not worth arguing and, you know, and getting personal about it because it doesn't affect us in one way or another. It is what it is. These guys are going to make millions of dollars. We're not. I don't think that they're worth the kind of money that they're getting. I just don't. And what the Major League Baseball did, in my opinion, by allowing the amount of deferred money to Ohtani is going to destroy the small market teams. If all the other players, all the other big market teams decide to do the same thing, how are the small market teams going to exist? I think it's a big problem for baseball. And I don't see an answer because, well, the agents have got to stop this, right? Because the agents got to say, I'm not getting paid for 10 years. I don't want to wait 10 years to get my money. So the agents have got to be the ones to stop this, believe it or not. But because they did that with Ohtani, they were able to get Tyler Glasnow, who got hurt. Didn't really affect anything. Teoscar Hernandez, he saw, and he also had a third of his contract deferred. They were able to pick up Tommy Edmond. They were able to pick up Kiki Hernandez, all because of what they did with the Ohtani contract, keeping the amount of the luxury tax down. They circumvented the luxury tax. This is a fact. And how can Major League Baseball allow this to happen? In the 70s, Bowie Kuhn said, you are not allowed to sell your players. You're not allowed to Charlie Finley because in the best interest of baseball, you can't do that. That's what should have been done right at this particular time. There are there deferred contracts? Yes, there are. There are. I'm not saying that. The amount that was deferred is the problem. I think, you know, if the Dodgers now go out and sign Soto because they have the money, how are the Yankee fans going to feel? Maybe they'll come on my side because they're telling me, oh, they did nothing wrong. It is what it is. And, you know, it's part of baseball. Okay, you're right. It is what it is. But my problem is it's going to ruin the game. You cannot. The small market teams already are hamstrung with what's being allowed to happen. With the luxury tax, they're supposed to get some money and they're supposed to reinvest it in the team. They still can't compete. So if I'm an owner and I'm not going to be able to keep my players that, because Cincinnati's got a very good core foundation, right? Why would I go out and overspend if I'm not going to be able to do it anyway? The idea is to make money. That's the bottom line. It's a business. If I'm not going to make money because I can't compete, then I'm not going to go and overspend, right? Now, teams like the Mets, I got Met fans that said, oh, we got an owner with money now, unlike the Wilpons, right? Or the coupons, as they call them. We want to spend the money. We want to spend it like, you know, a drunken sailor. Well, I've always said I don't want to do that. I want to be responsible. Let's have a budget. Let's do the right thing. I actually like David Stern. I think David Stern will do a good job. Because he came from a small market, he's able to spot these small players and did a very good job this year. So I'm hoping the Mets are better. They have a lot of free agents. We're going to have a lot of problems with that. And Pete Alonso is another one. But this is really about the Yankees. So I want to say, to end my eulogy to the Yankees, you did a good job for what you had. You beat the teams in front of you until you got to the World Series, and then you were exposed. You were exposed because you're fundamentally a flawed team. You don't play good defense. You don't play smart baseball. You have some talent, without a doubt, but that's you know, talent gets you so far. You got to be a well coached team, which they're not, and they agree they don't like Aaron Boone. So they're gonna come after me that I'm saying they're not the most talented. They're not. I think that other teams have way more talent but they got to the World Series. They beat the teams they had to. So kudos to them. Let's see what happens in the offseason. You know, Does Soto stay with the Yankees? I don't think so. I think he goes to the guy with the most money because he got Scott Boras. He turned down money in Washington. He turned down money in San Diego. I don't believe he's going to stay with the Yankees. He's going to go with the team that has the most money. That's all I got to say, guys. Like I said, baseball's over. Can't wait for the offseason to start. Take care.